Hour two of the Blitz starting right now here on Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, live in the Fan Run Radio app on the Fan Run Radio web browser, as well as Twitter and Facebook, where you can see our smiling faces. Well, I guess just my smiling face.
Yeah, they told me they didn't want to put a camera up online.
We used to have a camera there, and then we just don't anymore.
They said they hired me, and they took it down.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Back in the day, though, we had a producer camera. Going to start things off, though, here with an opening drive for you here in hour two. As first down, let's do that hockey. The second round of the NHL playoffs started last night, and holy cow, is every series, I think, going to be just delicious.
I love them.
You have eight teams left, and they are eight really good teams. The Lightning and the Panthers, that is, I mean, the best team in hockey record-wise in Florida, against a team that just won an emotional Game 7 coming back down 3-2, that's won back-to-back Stanley Cups. And then Blues Avalanche, it's a really talented Blues team that is certainly, you know, hot as well. They just kind of dismantled the Wild. And they're playing an Avalanche team that's probably the most talented team in the NHL. I mean, that's a two really good series there. And then your other series that start tonight, Rangers Hurricanes.
That'll be a bruiser, baby.
Those two teams are good.
Yeah.
And they do not like each other. And you're going to see a lot of skill there with Sebastian Aho and, you know, with Artemi Panarin. The bread man.
Aho is so fast.
Not to mention, you know, you have one of the best goalies, or, you know, the guy that's probably going to win the Vezina this year, that goaltender in this game as well, Shastrykin Igor, which is the best goalie name.
Doesn't Carolina have
a goalie who has a name like that? What?
Doesn't Carolina have both their goalies out?
I know that they've lost goalies
they still
at times.
Do.
Yeah.
Anderson's day to day, I guess, still, but
right.
Oh wow. This'd be a fun series. I'm with you.
But and then the nightcap, maybe the best series of all in you know, if you like hate. If you enjoy the passion and hatred of the NHL playoffs, like I do, because I love to see teams that just absolutely hate each other, that are going to kill each other.
Hockey players are so mean.
If you enjoy that, well, we got some of that for you tonight. The Battle of Alberta, as it is Edmonton and Calgary, and that is fun. I remember the last time these teams met in the playoffs. Crazy.
I'll probably have this on my big screen TV over the basketball game tonight, I think.
I would too.
I mean, just because it tips off at.
Puck drop is at 9:30.
9:30. So. I got an hour of the other game, and then that game is going to be.
But last night it was Tampa actually kind of routing the Panthers. You know, they have the momentum, I guess, coming into the series. It was Duclair giving Florida a 1-0 lead in the first, and then it was four straight goals for the Lightning, three in the third period. Really just, you know, a wave that Florida couldn't stop in the third period. And the Blues Avalanche, the nightcap, was a really good game. Bennington was awesome in goal for the Blues. It just wasn't quite enough, as they lost on a shot from Manson in overtime.
It's beautiful.
Faster. Josh Manson, I don't know how he did it, snuck it in between six bodies. There were like six dudes in between him and the net, and the puck didn't touch any of them.
Pew.
You know, Bennington never had a chance to see it. Went right over that left shoulder. It was
just
wild. But
just the touch. I love it.
You know, it was a really good game, though. It was an overtime win. It was a game that, you know, got sent to overtime on a Jordan Kyrou goal with just, you know, over like 4 minutes to go. So that game was awesome last night, if you got the chance to see that. So that's your first down. It's just, hey, let's do that hockey. Cannot recommend enough watching hockey. Really can't.
Give it a chance. They score so much more now than they used to. It's a blast.
Second down. Last night was the NBA draft lottery. Kind of snuck up on us. But the Orlando Magic ended up getting the number one overall pick. The Thunder with the fourth best odds got the second pick.
I wonder how you know that.
It's tough.
I thought I listened to that.
I knew Arcapello, but yeah. not the Thunder being having the fourth best odds.
I'm sorry. That was like the one of five things I listened to yesterday.
Oh, man. Well, the Rockets, they got the third pick. Kings, 4. Pistons, 5. Pacers, 6. Trailblazers, 7. Pelicans, 8. Spurs, 9. Wizards, 10. Knicks, 11. Thunder via the Clippers, 12. Hornets, 13. And Cavs, 14. Charlotte, 15.
Who do you take first, Chet or Jabari?
I would take Jaden Ivey first overall. I think he's the best player in this draft. I love Jaden Ivey. You do have an updated mock draft here from Jonathan Giovanni after the lottery. He has Jabari Smith going 1 overall, Chet Holmgren 2, which disgusts me. I wouldn't take him in the top 10.
That's why I wouldn't even take him. That's exactly what I was saying.
I wouldn't take him in the top 10. Paolo going Banchero going 3 to the Rockets. Keegan Murray from Iowa. I love Keegan Murray. I would draft Keegan Murray high.
Yeah.
Going 4 to the Kings. Jaden Ivey, my guy, going 5th to the Pistons. Shaden Sharp, the guy that we never got to see from Kentucky. 6th to Indiana. Jalen Duren. 7 to Portland. AJ Griffin, 8 to the Pelicans. Dyson Daniels from the G League Knight going 9 to San Antonio. And Johnny Davis going 10 to the Wizards. That's your new predicted top 10. Benedict Mathurin just on the outside, another guy that I really like. Your latest update in terms of the point guards, Ty Ty going ahead of Kennedy right now in this mock, going 16 to Atlanta. Kennedy Chandler mocked 20 to the Spurs. And, you know, just some other SEC guys. Walker Kessler mocked at 23 also to the Nets, which would be weird seeing Walker Kessler on the Nets, but it could kind of work. Maybe.
And weirdly enough, man, I kind of like Chet to the Thunder just because of Giddy down there. I just feel like those two together kind of.
Actually, yeah.
It fits in a weird way in my mind. It fits, but.
I could see that working for sure. Other SEC guys, Jalen Williams going 46 to the Pistons from Arkansas. JD Davidson 48 to the Timberwolves from Alabama. His teammate Keon Ellis 49, and you don't see any other SEC guys there. So we're getting closer to draft time. Combine I think picks up in what is it?
I know that G League thing is doing it now, and that's pretty interesting. I've been kind of peeking at that.
I don't know. Draft process will heat up. I love the NBA draft.
See, that's what I think. I thought. The draft lottery is so much. I always expect somebody to be picked then, and then I'm like, oh wait, no, we have to actually wait till the draft.
Some history was made in the MLB last night. Third down, not the good kind. As Red Sox starter Nathan Eovaldi became just the third pitcher in MLB history to allow 5 home runs in 1 inning. In his, in his start against the Astros last night, did not make it out of the second inning. He allowed 8 hits, 6 earned runs. The second inning things got away from him. 3-3 down in the first. You know, feeling good. You're the number one starter for the Red Sox. You're trying to get help the team get back off the schneid. It's a nice, packed Tuesday night crowd for the Astros coming to town. And then Yuli Gurriel, Michael Brantley, Jeremy Pena, Kyle Tucker. And Jordan Alvarez, all homer.
Gave him up to the best players on that team.
As you get booed off the field by the Red Sox fans. They went on to lose 13-4. The Red Sox.
Dude, I'd hate to play anywhere in Boston, man. I would hate to play anywhere in Boston.
The Red
fans
Sox
are
right there with the Orioles at the bottom of the AL East. Both teams are 14-23.
Yeah, they're a terrible start, man.
Yeah.
Especially now that the Yankees have picked it up and they're not even
being touched. Yeah, the Yankees haven't even lost double-digit games.
No, Boston fans are going nuts.
And Boston's only 2 games better than the Nats and only 4 games better than the Reds. That shouldn't be a thing.
Yankees fans are throwing bottles and beer cans. Boston fans will bring beans to the party. They'll throw Bush's best.
Bush's best. Oh, man. So, yeah, that happened last night. Poor Evaldi.
God.
Poor.
So glad I'm not from Boston or Florida.
Fourth down. Everyone remember the name General Booty?
I do. But why?
General Booty out of Texas, one of the top junior college quarterbacks and probably the best name in college football. Ended up choosing Oklahoma as his new home over LSU. He's the son of former LSU receiver Abram Booty. And at one point, there was a joke about...
Hey, bro, Ham Booty.
Yeah, no, I'm saying there was one point... God, who does LSU have? Not Kool-Aid McKinstry. He plays for Alabama. He has, like... There's someone on LSU that has the name, like, DeGreatest or something.
Oh, it is. It's DeGreatest Johnson or DeGreatest... Hold on. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it would have been great to see DeGreatest catch passes from Booty. General Booty. Just airing it out. If General Booty could end up in the SEC, I think that could have been a lot of fun. But, yeah, General Booty taking his talents to Oklahoma.
Or was that De'Ernest Johnson?
No. I mean, De'Ernest Johnson is a person, but yeah. General Booty.
Oh, his name is DeColdest to ever do it, Crawford.
Yes. Could you, General Booty throw into DeColdest to ever do it, Crawford.
His middle name is to ever do it.
Yeah.
That's so dope. I cannot wait to have a kid, man. I cannot wait to have a kid.
Are you going to give them like a name like
that? It's going to be a sick name.
What are some of your ideas?
I ain't there yet.
You don't have a singular idea. You just know it's going to be something cool.
I just want it to be so cool that just, I mean, my last name is Stackhouse,
right?
What
kind of cool are we talking?
So, I mean, it has to line up with Stackhouse, right? I mean, it's got to be like stacking bread into Stackhouse. You know, like something sick. Like
your kid's gonna get bullied.
Yeah, but that's fine, cause I'm gonna be the dad that whips kids up. You know, I'm gonna bully other kids. My kid ain't.
No, you gotta train your kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Beat them up.
Yeah.
You can't.
We could take a job. I mean, you know.
Hey, your kid will be tough.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna have to be.
You know, hey, Johnny Cash sang about it. A boy named Sue.
Yeah.
Just name him Sue Stackhouse.
Just angry all the time.
Sue.
So mad. I do. I want to name my son something super dope.
Well, Stackhouse is going to name his kid something super dope. We're going to...
I'll think of some names and bring them in.
We're going to talk about the Players' Championship at some point this hour, where we also got our favorite time of the offseason when CBS ranks every Power 5 head coach. So we'll talk about that today as well. Stay with us here on The Blitz. Back here on the Blitz, we have what should be a really fun weekend in golf this weekend as the PGA Championship starts tomorrow morning at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And my goodness, are there some really good groups tomorrow, which my guy, Tony Finau, he's the first group to go tomorrow morning. He's with Hideki Matsuyama and Xander Schauffele. You have a group with Victor Hovland, Will Zalatoris, Cameron Smith. I mean, you have the group that has obviously some of the best players in the world with Scheffler and Rahm and Morikawa.
Oh, wow. That's a group right there.
And then you get the Tiger, Rory, and and Spieth pairing as well. So tomorrow and Friday, I think we have some really fun, really good groups that we're going to get to see together. So I'm certainly excited about that. And, you know, really the fifth major.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we're going to do a little draft ourselves, as we have set it up into tiers based on odds. And the rules will be as follow. You will draft one player from each tier. Again, players tiered together by their odds to win it based on, you know, what I got from CBS Sports. Just a simple little copy and paste of the article, you know, of the odds, and it was broken up. So the first group, you're going to have your favorites who are 11-1, Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, through 20-1, Patrick Cantlay. Then you're going to have 22-1, Victor Hovland, through Tiger Woods, 50-1, 55-1, Max Homa, through Jason Kokrak at 90-1. Things get a little bit tougher. You have your guys that are 100-1 through 125-1. And then the last group is just all the long shots. So we're going to take one player from each group. We'll score this. You drop your lowest player. You get the drop. So you'll take your six highest scores, your six best scores.
Okay.
If a player doesn't make the cut, whatever their score was at the point in time that they didn't make the cut through the first 2 days, will double.
Oh, okay.
And lowest total score wins out of both of us. We can even come up with a little like punishment for the loser too.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See if I get whipped up on.
So, yeah, with that being said, we'll start at the very bottom, the final tier, which I imagine that this will probably be the guy that gets dropped. But
who?
Not a lot going on in this group in terms of guys that you think can win. Some notable names, I guess, would be Henrik Stenson. You know, you got Zach Johnson in there. But not a ton that you would know. I'll go ahead and let you have first pick.
Oh, wow.
From this bottom tier of guys that odds at best are 300-1 and at worst 2,000-1.
I'm going to go and start this pickings with, boy, this sentence, the tiniest of fonts.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, I'm going through, it's like.
That is.
It's not too bad, though. I got good eyes. I was going to go with my boy, Joo Young Kim.
Where?
300-1. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah. Joo Young Kim. That's who I'm going to start this pickings off with.
Any particular reason?
You know, I just love Joo Young.
Did he speak to you?
He did. He really, his name, and then Zach Johnson was the only other one I would have picked, and then you said his name, and then I was like, I can't piggyback off what he just said.
I'm going to take my guy, Harry Higgs. 30-year-old Harry Higgs, beefy golfer, 6'2", 245. went to SMU. He's from New Jersey.
Beefy.
And he's beefy.
Oh, I hate that word, dude. Oh.
His scoring average, 1 under par. His FedEx Cup rank, 139. And his best result, tied for 9th at the CJ Cup at Summit. And he also got a little T14 at the Masters. So I like my guy, Harry Higgs. Well, we'll snake the draft, though. So
go
from
right
the
back
second
to you,
tier,
like
that's where you get some guys that you might know some names, you might not. Cameron Davis at 200-1 through Minwoo Lee at 250-1. And when I look at this group, honestly, I'd almost rather take two guys from that last tier. For some reason, this group just doesn't really stand out to me. However, I'm going to go with my guy, Joel Dahmen. Here in group two.
Where Is that it?
He is like six down at 200 to 1.
Oh, I see him, yeah. All right. You know, Let me take your boy ain't all too knowledgeable, but I'm going to go either. Yeah, we're going to have to toss that name out the bar. It's either going to be Russell Knox or Ryan Palmer.
Just flip a coin.
Yeah, I'm going to go Russell Knox, baby. Russell Knox. I like the name.
We can come up with a wheel of punishments.
Ooh, I like the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Yeah, whatever punishment you get, the loser gets.
All right.
We can come up with,
I'm down for really almost anything, as long as I ain't got to cut my hair or nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm not cutting my hair either.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever grown it out, and I ain't going back. It's all right.
This third group, you finally get some names you might know. You get Ricky Fowler, Schwartzel, you get Bubba Watson, all the way down through Kevin Kisner at 180 or 175 to 1. Your pick again, snake draft.
I'm going to go my boy, Kevin Na.
Kevin Na?
Yeah. Popping off with the Na-Na.
Darn. You got my guy.
Really?
I know I said that we could pick the same people, but I say, right. What you
it
get
doesn't
him, yeah.
feel good.
Because Kevin Na was the guy that I had circled right there that I wanted.
Good. Good. I'm glad. I love Kevin Na.
You know what? I'll take it. I'll be the sucker that does it. I'll take Ricky Fowler. I'll take Ricky.
That's going to be my choice. I didn't want you to bully me.
I'll be the sucker that takes Ricky Fowler like an idiot. And once Ricky Fowler is like holding out to save double bogey and on Saturday, on like Friday.
He's with Spieth and Woods, right?
What?
He's with Spieth and Woods. That's his group.
No. I don't know. Who is Ricky with? Rory is with.
Oh,
Spieth
Rory's with them too, right? That's
Ricky.
Right. You're picking the Fowler boy? I thought you hated him.
Ricky is with Jason Day and Harold Varner. That's going to be some weird golf. your next group. You got guys like Christian Bezuidenhout, Cameron Champ at 125 to 1, all the way up to Taylor Gooch at 100 to 1. I get back-to-back here, and I'm going to take my guy Webb Simpson. Webb Simpson is always my go-to when there is a golf draft of any kind. To me, it just feels like he just is always somewhere between 2 over and 4 under, and that can win you some golf drafts. So I got Webb Simpson.
Okay.
Who you got, Stackhouse?
I think I'm just going to have to do it because I just can't not. I'm going with my boy Siwoo Kim.
Siwoo Kim?
Siwoo! That's my boy. I love Siwoo, man.
I love the team that you've put together so far. Juwoong Kim, Siwoo Kim, Kevin Na, and Russell Knox.
Yes, sir! This is probably going to bite me in my butt, ain't it?
Back to you again. You got Max Homa at 55 to 1 starting this tier off. He just won on tour. And the last person in this group at 90 to 1 is Jason Kokrak. You got everyone in between. That includes DeChambeau, Fleetwood, Abraham Answer, Billy Horschel, Patrick Reed, and Louis Oosthuizen. Some of the notable names there.
You know, I think I'm gonna go with. Tommy Fleetwood. Yeah, I'd go. God, I want to go Billy, but I'm going to go Tommy Fleetwood.
You got like my guy again.
Oh, you wanted Tommy? I thought you'd wanted Billy.
You got my guy again. Man, that's twice now. I really wanted Kevin Na. I really wanted Tommy Fleetwood. I love Tommy Fleetwood. I'll pivot then. I also love me some Abraham Answer. And I think his game translates well to this to Southern Hills, so I'll take Abraham Answer.
Okay.
We're starting to get into the top two tiers now. We got two draft picks left. So I'm gonna get first pick from the second tier. You're gonna get first pick from the first tier.
I like it.
Your second tier at 22-1, Victor Hovland. It goes Victor Hovland, Xander Shifley, Hideki Matsuyama, Shane Lowry, Will Zalatoris, Brooks Koepka, Joaquin Niemann, Sam Burns, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Daniel Berger, Corey Connors, Tony Finau, and is someone going to take him at 50-1?
That's crazy. His
Tiger Woods.
It's wild. His odds are at 50-1.
I'm not going to be the guy to take Tiger Woods because I know nothing but Tony Finau.
Are you going?
I have bet on Tony Finau, as most of you know by now, every single weekend for not 1 year, not 2 years. I don't even think 3 years at this point. I think I'm in year four, maybe even entering year five of betting
Tony Finau
every single weekend.
You just bet him to win every weekend?
Yeah,
or
every
just
weekend I bet him to win.
Anything else? Or just
nope, just to win. Just you know, sometimes if I'm actually feeling good about him, I'll throw in like a top five or top ten or whatever. But he gets me to bet him to win every single weekend, and he's won once.
I think this is the one pick I knew you'd pick.
So, I mean, would I rather have Daniel Berger or Joaquin Niemann? I would really rather have Will Zalatoris here, honestly, or you know, Victor Hovland. But I have to pick Tony Finau because those are the rules that fate decided for me. So, Tony Finau, you are on my team.
Fate. You are your fate, dude.
All right. You wrap up your draft. Two picks in a row. Your pick from the second tier.
You know what? I'm going to keep the. It's either Matsuyama or Zalatoris. I think I'm going to go with Hideki. We're gonna keep the trend going, baby. Hideki Matsuyama. Bring him down.
Hideki
Matsuyama.
Matsuyama.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then finally, the last tier includes your world number one golfer right now, Scottie Scheffler at 11-1, John Rahm at 11-1, and then Rory, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Cameron Smith, and Patrick Cantlay at 20-1. Stackhouse, pick away.
You know, that's insanity that Rory's got such great odds.
Are you just going to pick every Asian golfer and go to Colin Morikawa?
That's no, I'm going to go old Cam Smith.
Oh, I was hoping that it would just be Tommy Fleetwood, Russell Knox, and then just all the good Asian golfers.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to
Aussie,
be
Aussie. All right, Cam Smith.
I didn't want that staring down at me. I'm prejudiced.
Well,
Cameron Smith, though. I'll take him.
Cameron Smith at 20-1. Ooh. I'm going to take Colin Morikawa here.
All right.
I'm just reverse psychology'd you into not taking him by asking you if you're going to take him.
I feel like I should give you somebody you like. I feel like I should give you at least one person you wanted.
So I have Colin Morikawa. I also really, you know, could just take world number one, Scottie Scheffler, but I'm going to take Colin Morikawa.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah. So our final teams with a loser receiving a punishment, Josh, Joo Young Kim,
yes.
Russell Knox. Thank God you don't have Russell Smith.
Yeah, just not a good
Joo Young Kim, Russell Knox, Kevin Na, Siwoo Kim, Tommy Fleetwood, Hideki Matsuyama, and Cameron Smith. My team, Harry Higgs, Joel Dahmen, Ricky Fowler, Webb Simpson, Abraham Anser, Tony Finau, and Colin Morikawa. Loser will get punished. We'll come up with the punishments on tomorrow's show. Stay with us right here on The Blitz. Back here on The Blitz. Just wrapped up our PGA Championship draft. That was tier-based. Me versus Stackhouse, if you want to go back and listen to that last segment. We'll be keeping track of that again tomorrow, Friday. We're going to come up with a wheel of punishments. Wonder if there's a way to put the wheel on the TV behind me, too, on the Periscope, that we can spin and they can watch us spin. I don't know.
I could probably make something for you.
Yeah, I just don't know how to get it up there specifically.
Oh, like I said, it's a Roku thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I can make something. You just plug it into the laptop, HDMI it up.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can easily make a wheel to online. There's
yeah.
I like to make wheels to decide things.
Oh, is that how you, is that how you, you just have an app on your laptop or your phone just anytime you're in a crisis?
I like to pull up. So there's a show I watch every day on, or like try to watch almost every day that they do every day on Barstool, like called like the Yak or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they got really into wheels, and I just don't want people to think that like I'm a wheel guy because they've gotten really into wheels, because I've been a wheel guy far before they got into wheels. I remember the very first time they got into wheels on that episode, and they're like, "Hey, can we spin a wheel? I don't know. Let's see if we can find one online." And I was just thinking to myself, it's right there. It's easy. Use type that. I even watched them like as they were Googling wheels. And I was like, second website down, that's the best wheel. I'm telling you, that's the best wheel.
Honestly, at least you're not a pros and cons guy. Makes like a list of pros and cons. I hate.
No.
That's the worst type of person.
Coin of Wheels. Yeah. Coins of Destiny also work. Wheels, great decision making. You know,
I strangely do.
You just got to trust the wheel. Put, you know,
it's a little nursery rhyme. Is the tiger? What is that? The
if you give yourself
eeny meeny miny mo catch tiger by his toe. I do that in my head all the time.
I do eeny meeny miny mo too. No, if you give yourself to the wheel will give it back.
Oh, I'll have to pick up.
So yeah, we'll come up with what like five punishments.
That's fine.
Maybe like a sixth sliver that's just no punishment.
Ooh, a little tiny little boy.
They'll all be even. One of the spots will be no punishment, and then we're good.
Oh, okay.
The other,
I like that.
The other can be five punishments, you know, whether it's.
Does it have to be anything edible? Are we eating some things? Or?
Maybe eat something spicy, something weird tasting. I don't know.
Hand in a random hole in the yard.
Hand in a random hole in the yard. There are definitely some random holes
there
in the
yard
we can put a hand in.
Might be terrifying.
I don't know how that translates to radio really well. Like, it's just.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
We'll open all the doors and I'll be yelling, "All right, my hand's in the hole!
Ow! Ow!
Nothing happened." Stackhouse just trying to give the play-by-play. It looks like it doesn't look it's going well out there.
Just do it in the quiet golf voice.
Oh, there are bees.
Charlie's out in the back nine.
He found bees.
it's a hornet's nest.
That would be so terrifying. Bad.
But yeah, we'll think of some things. I'll put some together.
I know I said also earlier that we were going to get to that my favorite article that comes out every year, where CBS just ranks the top 35, or I mean, not the top 35, just ranks in order every single Power 5 head coach.
Oh my gosh. That's so many coaches.
Not going to be able to get to that today just because I want to spend a lot of time on that. but we are going to get to that tomorrow. Don't look at it. No spoilers.
I won't.
Because I'm going to make you do some guessing.
I already looked at it this morning, but I'll forget it. I'll forget it.
Oh, you already looked at it?
Nah, I just looked at our coaches' ranking.
Okay, well, I guess I won't ask you about Heupel.
I'll looked at Heupel's ranking, and then I didn't look too much further in the article.
Just some other quick hitters here. Nico Iamaliava, he's been doing the Elite 11, you know, circuit, I guess.
Yeah.
That the quarterbacks usually do. No surprise to anyone, but he was, you know, chosen to go to the Elite 11 finals, like that final camp that they do from one of the regionals. He was at the Nashville Elite 11 regional at Lipscomb Academy this past weekend. And Trent Dilfer, who is the head coach of Lipscomb Academy, he was there working with the Elite 11 guys. And There's a lot of buzz coming from the current Lipscomb head coach, former NFL quarterback Trent Dilfer. You know, he said he was on the Buck Rising show in 104, you know, in Nashville, talking about the Elite 11. He said, "Hey, there's way more flash. Or there's way more than just the flash and sizzle. There's a lot of substance there. He's fiercely competitive. He's still in the earn it phase. He's not entitled." He said, "We've run into this over 12 years. A lot of guys are celebrated so much that they get these stars and they get these big offers. Now, especially with NIL, they get a bunch of money. And a lot of them succumb to entitlement and think that they have arrived." But he said, "The ones we're really looking for are the ones in the earn it phase. And Nico is still in the earn it phase. He knows he has a lot of things to improve upon. He knows it's a big job being a quarterback in the SEC. And he knows he's going to a program that's just going, that's just pouring gasoline on their development. Heupel and UT's done such a good job of kind of taking themselves out of the Dust Bowl and putting themselves as a nationally recognized program again. He knows the gravity of the job. So
that's I love
some high
that.
Praise there from Dilfer and Nico. And, you know, I think that is probably one of the things that, again, that is a quote from Trent Dilfer. He was on that was from an interview with.
And he's not one to bite his tongue either.
Right. He was doing an interview with Buck Rising, 104.5 The Zone, giving credit there to where that quote came from. But yeah, I mean, high praise.
High praise, man.
For Nico. And I think that's a concern that maybe I have that I think other Tennessee fans share. It's not necessarily a primary concern, but it's definitely something you think about. Just knowing that in this day and age of social media, of recruiting coverage, of just the NIL too, you know, the recruiting process, I think, is flawed just in the way that these kids get propped up.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is what it is. Like, that's how you have to go get them. But, you know, for 3 years, you're told by every coach in America that you are special and you are the
best
God's
thing.
Gift to
yeah.
planet Earth. Like, you know, you are infinitely complimented. And I think you do see a lot of guys that come in with a sense of entitlement and with a big head, with a big ego.
Yeah, they let the hype get to them.
You can't blame them. I mean, when you're 16, 17 years old and you're getting that kind of treatment, that's something that happens naturally. And it's, you know, it's something that also gets corrected.
Yeah.
It's not like you just are stuck with that. You're never going to be a good player if you have some bigger ego.
Sometimes it does
ego.
Backfire, though, man.
Yeah,
booze,
I mean, there
the
are
booze
instances,
can get to some kids.
There are instances where it doesn't work out. But, you know, sometimes you just have a big ego. You get to your first SEC practice. You get whooped around a little bit. And it corrects itself. You know, you think, oh, oops, maybe not. You know, maybe everyone's this good.
Yeah, that's when I get
so
like
I guess
dog
with Nico specifically, when you hear the rumors about him being an $8 million quarterback allegedly, and you know the you already have Tennessee fans lining up down the street on Gay Street to meet him at Cruz Farms as still a high school senior. You know, you have everywhere he goes, cameras following him around. He has an entire team. So yeah, I think that is one of the things you're concerned about. Does he have some sort of inflated ego? Is he the kind of guy that if he didn't get the starting job right away, could he just transfer out if Taven Jackson beats him out?
You do want somebody that is humble.
Is he, you know, just simply put, does he have a little bit of a, you know, entitlement issue? So to hear that praise from Trent Dilfer, I think answers some of those concerns for me. That's something that I was pleased to hear.
I 100% agree with you.
But, wrapping up the show here, we'll come back and end things like we always do on the other side with a little If You Haven't Heard. Stay with us here on The Blitz. Final segment here of The Blitz. If you've been listening on the web browser, well, just know that the live stream has been brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine in Memphis. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. If you are not active right now because of discomfort or pain that are limiting any of your activities, then check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman. Located in Memphis, again, people are coming from all over Tennessee, all over everywhere else, you know, Tennessee and beyond, to get back in the game of life without surgery. So if you want to get back on your bike, back to the gym, walk at the park, healthier lifestyle, this, that, the other, well, Laura Linderman will take care of you. That is LindermanSportsMedicine.com, LENDERMON, SportsMedicine.com. Got about 5 minutes left here. Stackhouse, do you have anything in the If You Haven't Heard department?
I do.
Anything we missed?
I have a couple things, I guess, you know. A couple just, you know. The MLB has officially suspended Matt Harvey 60 games for dealing oxycodone in connection with the Tyler Skaggs case. So they've just 60 games. That's insane to me that he only got 60 games for dealing oxycodone. 60 what? Games is all he gets kicked out of the MLB a drug deal. Come on. That's insane. Right? Is that not an under sentence? Am I thinking that's less than it should be?
I feel like that's, not enough.
That's
for participating in the distribution of prohibited drug of a prohibited drug of abuse.
Yeah, that's how they try.
And it's retroactive to April 29th.
Oh, they backed it up, so he's already served some of this.
Yeah, he's in the Orioles organization rehabbing, but
60 games is just that's weak for something so against. I mean, if you're gonna be against all this,
a pitcher gets popped for PEDs and gets 80 games.
But this guy's
Harvey's
selling him.
Gets 60 for being involved in a criminal drug case.
Somebody died. I thought he'd get like a year.
Someone died.
Yeah, I thought he'd get at least a year.
Someone was died over this. So that's to me is a
fun little story out of Italy. Italian soccer club Sampdoria. Well, their rival Genoa celebrated viciously after Sampdoria's relegation to Serie B all the way back in 2011. And since then, Sampdoria after relegation has just been waiting for revenge.
Oh.
Well, here we are 11 years later, and Genoa finally got relegated to CVC. And thousands of fans poured the streets and threw a mock funeral for Genoa.
I love
complete with a
soccer.
Giant coffin. I would like to know if every year they've just had all of this stuff ready. Like,
just been
this,
waiting.
Like, how long have they been prepared
probably
for
the past 3-4 years, they've probably been waiting for them to be relegated.
I mean, it wasn't
relegated.
Like, it wasn't like lost, organized it a day later. It was like lost, relegated. Hit the streets and
everyone's out. Everyone bring the shirts we've been planning for years.
Which again, oh man, that would relegation in American sports will never happen.
Yeah,
and I don't think I'd want it to happen.
But it would be sick.
But there could be some really fun moments that come out of
like huge rivalries. Like let's say Michigan got relegated those couple years.
Yes.
Oh my!
Like oh no! Like
oh boy!
Oh no! Or like LSU last year had
yes.
a bad year and gets relegated to the Sun Belt.
That would be cool. You just get
be
dropped
hilarious.
A conference. That'd be crazy.
You get or like, God forbid, you know, one of the bigger SEC schools gets relegated and one of their rivals throws the funeral. Oh my! They
would we have been relegated?
There'd just be a lot of fun.
We would have been relegated.
Again, I don't want relegation to ever happen yeah. because that would just be too far from what we know. But would be pretty funny. You know, it could lead to some funny moments. But I love that they had this funeral plan for 11 years.
Had to have been. I guess the only other thing I'd say is Nikola Mirotic won the EuroLeague MVP. I thought he just fell off the face of the earth.
Who?
Nikola Mirotic?
Let's go!
Yeah, he won the EuroLeague MVP.
Woo!
Chicago right. Bull for life.
Well, on the way out, here are your national calendar days. Today, May 18th, Emergency Medical Services for Children Day. National Juice Slush Day. National Cheese Soufflé Day.
Mm.
National HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. I didn't know that there was an HIV vaccine.
I thought it was just going to be HIV Day.
There's an HIV vaccine?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think Magic Johnson lives off of?
Well, no, I mean, he has, like, treatment.
Well,
but vaccines, like, preventative.
Oh, well, that. I mean, I guess there's multiple HIVs, though. It's not just.
Yes,
it's, like, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's, like, stuff like...
It's also
diseases.
National No Dirty Dishes Day. And last but not least, National Visit Your Relatives Day. Hey, go out there. Go visit someone that's
get in your kitchen
family.
And clean your dishes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Go to your... First, make sure your dishes are clean before you do anything.
Go do your chores,
actually,
you lazy.
I need to make sure my dishes are not clean right now. And also,
three.
Visit your relatives. Some strong words of advice there on the way out. But for Charlie, for Stackhouse, appreciate you tuning in. Y'all have a good one. Talk Sports is up next. Stay with us on Fan Run Radio.